Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are going to be starting the third parak of Maseches Shviyos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph and Parak Gimel Mishnah Beis. As we learned previously, there is an Isser Midrabbanan, a rabbinic prohibition of fertilizing one's field, putting manure out on one's field during the Shemitah year. Now, it used to be that it was typical for farmers to actually go and to make big piles of manure, to put big piles of fertilizer out on their field well before they're actually going to fertilize their field. So the question of our mission is going to be, can a person, or from when can a person, start making the big piles of fertilizer on their field during Shemitah year for the following year? Certainly you can't fertilize the fields during Shemitah, but like we said, it was typical for farmers to put out the fertilizer in piles before the following year. So the question is, can you do it in the seventh year for the eighth year? Now, why wouldn't you be able to fertilize your field for the eighth year? So the answer is, as we'll see, there's a concern of Maris Ayin, and there's a concern that perhaps someone's going to pass by your field, see the piles of fertilizer on your field, and they're going to be like, whoa, you're apparently allowed to fertilize your field during Shemitah. They're going to think that you're fertilizing your field during the seventh year and not waiting for the eighth year. So now we're going to have a three-way machlokas. When can a person begin to pile up the fertilizer for the following year? Says the Mishnah, when can a person start to make the piles to fertilize his field? Says the Mishnah, Misha yifsiku ovdei avoda, from when the ovdei avoda, from the people working the field, stop. Once they stop fertilizing, divrei Rabbi Meir, says Rabbi Meir, then you can start to fertilize for the following year, to make these piles for the following year. Because if the ovdei avoda, if the people who work the fields are stopping fertilizer around a particular time, then if you start making piles, then no one's going to suspect, no one's going to think that you are fertilizing your field during the seventh year. Now, it's interesting, the Bartanura actually uses a different expression. He says the Mishnah doesn't say ovde avoda, the workers of the field. It says ovde avera, people who are doing an avera, people who are sinning, So the Bartanura explains that these are people who are working during Shemitah, that if you're working your field during Shemitah, certainly that's an avera, and therefore ovde avoda, but ovde avera, according to the first opinion of the Bartanura. But either way, according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, as soon as the people who are working stop putting fertilizer for their field during the seventh year, then you can start putting the piles out for the eighth year. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda, Omer Rabbi Huda says, Misha Yivash HaMasok, from when the Masok, the sweet stuff, becomes dry. What does that mean? What's the sweet stuff that becomes dry? So Matok refers to what the fertilizer does to the fruit. It sweetens up the fruit. So instead of saying Zevel, instead of saying fertilizer, it says Matok, the sweetness. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, as long as the fertilizer that you're putting out there becomes sweet, then you can start putting it out in piles for the eighth year, because the fertilizer that's dry is certainly not going to be used as fertilizer for your ground, for your field. Now, why are you putting out fertilizer that's dry and piles if it's not going to help you anyway? So then what are you doing? So the answer is, the Bartanura explains, because once it rains again and there's moist from the rain, then your fertilizer will start to work and will begin to set in once you spread it out across your field. Last opinion, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, Misha Yikshor, that when can you start putting out the fertilizer in piles? Once the consistency of the zevel, of the manure, of the fertilizer becomes knotty, becomes thick, becomes strong. Once that happens, once again, it's similar, as the Bartanura pointed out, it's similar to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that once it's a little bit dry, first it becomes thick, then it becomes dry. So this is a little bit before the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But either way, once it's no longer usable as manure, then you can make the piles, and again, it'll become usable once again once it rains the following year. Now, as we continue to Parak Gimel Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah is going to transition from discussing from when you can start making the piles to how much can you include in those piles. Says the Mishnah, Ad Kama Mizaplin, how much manure can you put out in these piles? Says the Mishnah, Ad Shalosh Shalosh Ashpatos Lebesa. You should have three piles for each Beisa. Like we learned previously, a Beisa is approximately 2,500 square amos. It's a 50 by 50 area of land. And for each Beisa you can have three piles of manure, of fertilizer. Shall Eser Eser Mashpelos Shall Lesech lesach, and each pile of fertilizer would have approximately 10 eser mashpelos, would have 10 boxes shel lesach. Lesach in each box would have a lesach, which is approximately 15 saw of fertilizers. You'd have each pile would have 10 boxes of 15 saw, so each pile would have 150 saw of fertilizer of zevel, and that would be in three piles, so we'd have a 450 saw over those three piles, 150 in each pile. Continues the Mishnah, Mosifin al hamashpelos, you can add on, at least according to the Tanakhama, you can add on a number of boxes. We said 10 boxes, you could have 12, 15, you could have as many boxes as you want of fertilizer. Ve'ein Mosifin al hashpatos, but says the Tanakhama, you can't add on in terms of the number of piles. You only have to have three, you can only have three piles according to the Tanakhama. And the reason for that is because if you have more than three piles, the Tanakhama is concerned that maybe it's going to look like you really are fertilizing. If you have all these piles of fertilizer everywhere, it's going to look a little bit fishy, a little bit suspicious, like you are fertilizing all of your land. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, Af alash patos, even says Rabbi Shimon, you can have as many piles as you want, because again, they're close together. No one's going to be concerned that you are perhaps fertilizing your land during Shemitah. But as the Bar Tanura says, we paskin like it, Tanakama, namely, you can have as many boxes as you want, but you must only have three piles of this fertilizer on your land during the Shemitah year for the following year. Quick review, Paragil Mishaf discussed the three machlokas. From when can people start making these piles of fertilizer and putting them on their fields during Shemitah for the following year? Rabbi Meir said that once the farmers typically would stop putting fertilizer out for that year, then you could start putting it out for the following year. Rabbi Yehuda said, once the fertilizer becomes dry. And Rabbi Yosi said that once it becomes a little bit thick, which is a little bit before it becomes dry. And then Perek Gil Mishnah Dal discussed how much manure would people typically put in those piles. So we said, generally there'd be three piles. Each pile would have 10 boxes of 15 saw each. Each box with 15 saw. And that was generally how much manure, how much fertilizer they would have in each pile. Then there was a machlokas, just to conclude, Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, whether or not you can add on in terms of your piles. The Tanakhama said you can only add on number of boxes per pile, but the number of piles must be three. Rabbi Shimon disagreed and said that you can even add on the number of piles, but it's going to be paskin like the Tanakhama, namely, you cannot add any more piles. Have a great day.